One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Go with the flow.
Yeah, you gotta roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. Another gorgeous night here by the river at Lizzie McNeil's. Get down here and join us some Wednesday night. But here we're on a Tuesday because we have a very special show. Hey, thanks for joining us. We're brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC, Volkswagen, and our old friend Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney. So, obviously, got a lot going on this week. I have the 5th annual Irish American Movie Hooli. Very proud to have made it 5 years. It's at the Siskel Film Center, inviting all you to join us at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street. We got 3 terrific films, but a very special film, Sunday night, Comer, A Galway Rhapsody. And we have the producer here, Aisling Nafflarity. Did I do it right?
Yeah, you're nearly there. Yeah, okay. You got it. You got the first name right.
All right.
You did.
Aisling, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
She's an old hand in Chicago. She was here for 2 years before working at Galvin's.
Yep.
Now it's good to be back, huh?
Oh, it's great. And I have been back, so I left here in 2012, and I try to get back every year, but it's usually like January and February, and I hate snow.
Yeah,
Chicago gave me that.
Join the club.
So it's lovely to be here on such a beautiful September evening.
Yeah. Now, when you left, were you in the film business, or did you have inklings of going into the film business?
Yeah, no, I did. I had studied in the University of Limerick. I did Irish and media.
Okay.
But it was all fairly theory-based, so it was...
When you say Irish, you're talking about Irish language.
Irish language, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was all fairly theory based. So when I moved to Chicago, I got like a graduate visa, which was like a year. And then I managed to swing about another 6 months out of it. So it was about a year and a half in total. And then with that visa, I needed to work in TV somehow.
Yeah.
I had to do some internships and whatever while working at Galvin's. And then, which I did. And then when I moved back to Ireland, that's when I got kind of full time into it. Then I did a postgraduate course. And I've been working full-time.
So you were concentrating on just films and TV in Irish?
Well, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
That's how it worked out.
But that's
out,
what
yeah.
you studied, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's how it all happened to be. And it was great. And I work mostly in that as well now.
Like, and you grew up in Inishmore, so you spoke,
exactly.
You
so
spoke
Inishmore,
it at home,
Aran Islands. So Gaelic, Irish would be my first language. So my mom doesn't speak it, so my dad does. And then
oh really?
But they
you have some
Irish and all that.
Conversations with your
yeah.
dad then.
Yeah.
That's funny. And your mom is with you on this trip.
Mom is with me. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
great.
She's having a ball. She's
What's
an old
name?
Hand at Chicago as well. Her name is Grace O'Malley.
Grace O'Malley?
Yeah, married to Flaherty.
The Pirate Queen.
Pirate Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's from Ballykeneely, which is north Galway, just from not far from Clifton.
Oh,
and
wow.
One of Grace O'Malley's castles is right beside her house.
No kidding.
Yeah. So when she married Dad, who was a Flaherty, because the real Grace O'Malley cut off her Flaherty husband's head. So my granddad was like, well, just, hi, nice to meet you.
Oh,
watch
wow.
your head. Yeah, but he still has his head 38 years later, so he's doing okay. Yeah.
So you, it was just you and your dad speaking Irish together?
Well,
your
yeah, I have 2 older brothers.
All right.
And yeah, so then, you know, at home it was kind of like it was mainly English, I guess, but then all school and everything else and was all in Irish and stuff like that. And then it was in... And I'd liked it growing up in school, and I just got more interested. And then the university, I really wanted to study and go further in it. So, and which is great. And I work full time in it now, more or less. Yeah.
Yeah, because all the films you do are in Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and TG Carr is great. I mean, you know, I don't know.
TG, explain what that is.
So, TG Carr, TG4 is the Teleficheán Gaeilge, is the Irish language television station in Ireland. And most of our work is for them that I do. Yeah. So even before I started with my current, with Paddy Hayes, who's my boss, 2 years ago.
Who was at our first film festival 5 years ago.
Yeah. With, what did we say it was? Jochen Doris, Poison.
Name Your Poison.
Name Your Poison.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great film.
Yeah. Really good. So, yeah.
And it was great meeting him. And you know what is funny? The beauty of this film festival is that we're setting up a network of Irish filmmakers that we get to know and love. And every year I go back to them and go, you guys got any, you know, suggestions? And he said, here's one we're working on, Comer. Right. And I looked at him and went, wow, this is gorgeous. And it happened, I knew Hugh O'Coolan, who hung out with us a lot, and he has visited us when we've been on our trip in Ireland. So it was all serendipity that all came together, you know, and that now you're here. And the film is kind of a glorification of the artist's commitment to the city of Galway.
Totally, right? Yeah. And it's really beautiful. I mean, it's really...
It is. Is it Colm Hogan?
Colm Hogan, yeah.
Who shot A Lark's View.
Yeah.
Just, he's dynamite.
Oh, he's amazing.
And it's just a beautiful film.
Yeah.
So come and see it, folks, Sunday at 5 o'clock, because you kind of just give yourself over to it, you know?
Totally. It's kind of something I feel you could just, you know, you don't have to follow it necessarily.
No.
It, you know, you don't have to concentrate.
No.
It's just everything is there in all its beauty for
it's
you just to
sights
watch.
And some sounds. Yeah.
And you're following these
And it's
amazing
in subtitles if you don't speak
Yeah,
Irish.
Of course. And it's not all in Gaelic, obviously. So mainly in English, actually. But it's more about the pictures and the speak rather than everything else in it.
Did you have a script for this or anything? Or
There was, yeah. And like, so it started, so the name is Comer, which is the English, which is the Irish for confluence, which is the meeting of waters.
Right.
So in Galway, you have the Atlantic Ocean, you have the River Corrib, you have Galway Bay. I'm sure there's another one there that I can't think of right now. But, and it's this, you know, and everything is kind of Galway
Coming
city itself. It's just, it's all revolves around the sea and water. So.
Yeah.
And it was all kind of based on that and whatever came out of that then. And then you have these 6-7 amazing contributors that are totally different in where they come from and what they're giving to the film.
They're painters, they're artists, they're singers, Roisin.
Singers, writers, musicians, composers, artistic directors.
And they all have their own particular take on the city of Galway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and totally different. I mean, they come from totally different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And they offer something so unique in what they do
it's
individually, you know what
unique.
I mean?
Absolutely unique. Mean, when Roisin is singing in the rain there, and at first you think, is she crying? Or, because it's this plaintive song in Irish.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the song is about.
Yeah.
But it's, and then there's pictures of hers at her father on the boat, the fishing boat and everything. And
the Galway hooker, yeah.
Yeah, it's just dynamite.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling washes over you.
Yeah.
And then you got Tommy Tiernan, the great comedian, is in it.
Yep.
I don't know if he's from Galway, but he spent a lot of time there.
Yeah, no, he's from Navan. I think he's 20 odd years in Galway now. Yeah.
And he's talking to Mike McCormick, who is a writer.
Yep.
And they're just comparing notes on when they first got here.
Yep.
You know, they were young.
They were
got an
on the dole.
Yeah, exactly.
It all takes from there. And it's just so, it's so Irish in what they say, and it's so Galway. And it's, you know, so. I think kind of in ways, no matter where you're from, people can relate to this.
You know
what I mean? Like,
It's kind of, the story they tell is when you, like, you're just out of college, you got your first apartment, or you may still be in college.
Yeah.
And it's usually a dive or whatever.
Yeah.
No money. But you find them, you have friends, you have an occasional pint, and you have a good time. And that's all that counts. And the, just the beauty of the city of Galway.
Beauty. And you learn, and Galway shapes you, and it shapes you as whatever type of artist it is that they are. And they, you know, you just feel the love for the city in it from these people, and you know, it's really.
Who's the painter?
Páirc Rainey.
Okay.
So Páirc Rainey is from Carraroe, which is quite close to the Aran Islands. It's a Gaeltacht speaking area.
Yeah.
And he lives in Moycullen now. So we were in his studio in Moycullen, and he mainly paints actually from the Aran Islands is a big. Features heavily in his, and he's a sculptor as well.
Yeah.
So that's where he's from. He's a dote. He's such a sweetheart.
There's a great scene where he's standing. It looks like he's on the cliffs of Moher or something.
Yeah.
And he's just talking about it's good to be alone sometimes, just on the mountain. And And you get it. You connect with it immediately.
That was in February at like 6:45 a.m. on the airline.
Really? When you guys shot that?
Yeah. And it was freezing cold and the sun was...
So you forget about somebody has to work the camera and all that stuff. Yeah, but that somebody had to go up there and do that.
Yeah. No, it was beautiful. He loves it there. And, you know, they're all so different. I mean, they just brought such... You know, I was thinking of him and his... Because a lot of what Pádraig Rainey was about, like exactly what you said, it was the being alone and needing to be alone to be this artist and do what it is that he really excels at and he does so well and beautifully. And then you have, you know, they're all just so different in what they do. Like him compared to the likes of Nolene Kavanagh, for example.
Well, that's one of my favorite people in the whole film.
Yeah, she's a force. Nolene.
She has just an infectious spirit. She's the artistic director of Machnus.
Machnus, correct.
Which is a street theater performance art group.
Yeah.
And they put on it. When do they put on that show?
It's on Halloween.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, will you be there?
No.
This year? No, okay. Yeah. So it is on Halloween, but they used to do the Galway Arts Festival as well, but because so much goes into it now, they can only, but they tour with it as well, so they tour with this massive...
How many people are in that company? Oh. About 100, I would say?
Yeah, I think in the parade itself, there's 100, was it 100? Oh, God, no, do you know what? I can't remember.
And they're out on the streets of Galway at night, dusk.
Yeah.
All these people bring their kids.
Yeah.
And they have these gigantic puppets and phantasmagorical characters, and the kids are just adults are mesmerized.
Yeah, I grew up doing Machnus. I mean, Machnus was just this just amazing fantasy like fairy tale thing that
these
happened.
And
you didn't even know it was Galway. It was like too amazing to be Galway for me, you know, as a young child. I was like, where did this come from, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm 32 years of age. And we were filming in the workshop, and I remember just walking in and being like, oh, my God.
Yeah, where they make all this stuff, yeah.
It was incredible. There was a guy with a saw cutting a Volkswagen Polo in half, or Volkswagen Golf in half, and you can just see, like, eyes peeping out that are, like, you know, 15 foot tall, and, oh, it's just, it's magic. I mean, it's total magic.
See
it just
film.
Brings you back, totally,
just to
no matter who
that,
you are, what you are.
See that street festival is like, wow. It's so gorgeous and scary and funny and...
Yeah.
And mysterious.
And mesmerizing.
And you can see in the kids' faces that they're just blown away by the whole thing. And totally. So is the audience.
Totally. It's totally moving. It really is. Because it kind of, you know, it's the movement of it all and the feeling you get even watching it and how it moves through the streets of Galway. And then Galway is such a beautiful setting as well, I think.
Yeah.
So it really is really, really special. Like, it's very special.
Now, you premiered the film at the Galway Film FLA. Was that in July?
Yeah, 10th of July.
And... Have you done anywhere else?
It was in Clifton Arts Week on Friday, last Friday.
Just last Friday?
Yeah. And it will be in Pertumna in Galway also. And I am not sure after that.
So Sunday is the American premiere of this terrific film.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thanks to Hugh and Patty for, you know, putting this together. And helping you come here, and you know, we're so glad you're here.
I'm so glad I'm here.
And you're going to be with us all weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm taking an extended vacation. So
it worked
great.
Out perfectly.
Shamelessly, so I don't care.
What has the critical reaction been to the film?
Really, like, it's done really well. There was some really amazing things written about it at the time. I think the overall feeling of it when you watch it is really beautiful, and that's what people take from it.
It
mainly.
Is.
It's, and as I said, it's not something you have to, you know, study or take too much.
No,
it gives,
you don't have
it
to
gives
think
you
at
everything,
all.
You know,
just
it
let
gives
it happen
you all the beauty.
You.
And
yeah.
And it's funny in parts. I mean, very. Rita Ann Higgins is hilarious. I think she's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
Who's that?
Rita Ann Higgins.
Oh, the author, the novelist.
The poet.
Yeah, okay.
The Review Bus and all that. And she's real proper old Galway, kind of in that accent and stuff, which is fantastic. And it's lovely to have her there. She, you know, they all play such important parts. And
now, who picked out the seven characters?
Hugh, between Hugh and Paddy. Hugh.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, Hugh Cullen, director. And and we kind of, they wanted something. So from different backgrounds, obviously, you know, you don't want six writers.
And there's
writers.
It's a different age range, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, Róisín Seoighe is only 19. She's
a singer-songwriter.
She's only 19. She's in year two.
With
red
hair.
She's beautiful, really, really, really talented young girl.
A crystal clear voice.
Yeah.
And she sings in Irish.
Yeah. And then you have Martin O'Connor, the composer, the guy on the musician.
On the squeeze box, yeah.
On the accordion. And he's incredible. And he's so well known. He carries such weight in what he does.
He has a great line about
human being.
You know, when you're making art, you just kind of have to let your mind wander and follow it.
Yeah.
You know, which I love.
Yeah.
So there are so many moments like that. A lot of it is talking to these artists and why they dig Galway and what it inspires people.
It inspires people. Yeah. And then you see, you know, there's a lot of visuals as well that just let do their own talking.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah, and Colm Hogan really has done an incredible job.
He's really good.
And Roman Bovarsky, who's with him, you know, on the time on Steadicam and everything. He does a lot of the drone work with him, and he's...
Oh, yeah.
You just have to worry about nothing when they're there. Like, it's just
give it
done.
To them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just
do they use drones a lot? Because I know in the Lark's View there was a lot of drones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They do it, and they do it really well.
Now, when you went and shot that thing with Parik Rainey...
Mm-hmm.
He was on the edge of this cliff.
Yeah.
Where were you guys?
So it's not actually a cliff. It's quite flat, actually.
Okay.
The Aran Islands are actually quite... We were down to the back of the island is all where the cliffs are.
Yeah.
And we were actually on the other side, which slopes down into the sea. So we were, on our... it is up on a bit of a hill, I guess. And we were just...
In the wind and the rain.
In the wind, eating scones with seaweed pesto. Which is really good.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Ask you.
And how long did it take to shoot this thing?
So it started in summer last year. What year are we?
2019 now.
Yeah, so summer 18, and we finished in February 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it was really good. And actually, the weather was much worse, of course.
And were you
in
shooting Mockness at Halloween?
Yes.
October, yeah.
Yeah, and then, some was shot, and then there was other footage in there as well. So, yeah, but it was, so that's Halloween.
Now, when you premiere a film at the Galway Film Flow, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you just had one screening?
One screening, 2 p.m. on the Wednesday, and it was full.
Wow.
Jam-packed, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was great, yeah.
Now, what's the... Are you just going to play the festival circuit with the film? Or what's
No, it's going to be aired on TG Cahar on TG4.
Okay.
Before Christmas sometime.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That'd be a good time for it, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I believe it might be in one or two other festivals. I'm not quite sure. But in the meantime, that's definitely happening. Yeah, so it will be on TG Cahar, which would be great.
We're honored that it's the American premiere. That's pretty darn cool.
I'm honored to be here with it.
And folks... Sunday, come on down and see it. 5 o'clock at the Gene Siskel Film Center. It is a Rhapsody. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Rhapsody, as we say in Chicago. It's a Rhapsody, but it's dynamite. And it's hard to describe. It's in two languages. Right on the, what's his name? Mike McCormick says, I had this private mythology where I looked at Galway as a city on the edge of the world, and you had to turn and look back at it, and there's just so much great stuff in there. Now you haven't seen any of the other films.
Nope.
Of course, by the time people hear this, we'll have played the other two, so this is your chance. Get down and see us tomorrow, Sunday, 5 o'clock, Gene Siskel Film Center. You can meet Aisling.
Yes.
And we can go have a beer at the Emerald Loop, and you can have some Paddy's Irish whiskey. Complimentary, I might add. You can't beat that. That's the best kind of whiskey there is, free whiskey. It's all happening this Sunday, September 29th, at the Gene Siskel Film Center. Any message for the audience before they go to see it?
Just to say that it is a thing of beauty. Film is absolutely a thing of beauty. It is visually beautiful to watch what the contributors have to say. They have some amazing, you don't need to be from Galway to love this. It's quite witty.
Not at all.
They're all witty in their own way.
Yeah.
And you'll laugh. I think part of it might take your breath away a little bit.
Absolutely.
Sure, it didn't take mine.
Yeah.
I could be biased being a Galway girl. But it really is a beautiful piece of work. I really believe
that. Now, did these six, seven artists get to meet each other at any point, or was that just at the opening?
Yeah, well, a lot of them know each other anyway.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I mean, Galway's not big.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and they were, most were at the opening, some couldn't make it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Nolan Kavanagh, for example, was on some panel with the head guy of Burning Man Festival over in Vegas at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So she's pretty good.
That's what
she's
it's
pretty
like,
high
kind
up
of
there.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of them would know each other quite well, and they really enjoyed it too, you know, like it's...
Sure, is there
because
a story?
It was so laid back. I mean, it was so Galway, I think, in that type of way, because Galwegians are just... like any more laid back and they'd fall over, you know what I mean? It's like, ah, grand, yeah. Like, my boyfriend has moved to Galway. He's a Cork City boy, and he's like, Jesus, he's like, nobody... You can park anywhere. Nobody gives out or nobody screams or... Uh-huh. It's like, ah, yeah, why would you bother, you know?
Did you tell me Colm lives in Headford?
He did for the last 14 years until last Friday.
Oh, okay.
He's moved to Clare.
Because I'm going to be in Headford, next month I'll be staying at the Angler's Rest.
Oh, yeah.
Good friends there. Do you know the Angler's Rest?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good
spot. We're there for dessert on the way back always if we need a sugar hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so come on out and see Cummer, a Galway Rhapsody, 5 o'clock on Sunday, Gene Siskel Film Center. Go to moviehooly.org for tickets. We'd love to have you join us for the closing night of our film festival.
We'd love to see you there.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks, Aisling.
Thank you, Mike.
Did I say it right?
You did.
All right.
Aisling with the ling, no E.
Okay. And enjoy your stay in Chicago. And
thank you so
continue
much.
Continue to come back, will
thank
you?
Thank you so much.
Now,
thank
we want you to come back with one of your own films.
Yeah. Screw those other guys. I mean, okay. I'll bring you something really good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and God bless you, and enjoy your trip here.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back after these messages from our friends on the Hibernian Hour.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Caroline Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Okay. There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Sitting on the wall upon a Sunday, watching the girls go by, thinking we'd be married to one day, when Kate Flynn caught our eye. Oh man, she had the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy oh swear, there's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day this one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. At night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair, but not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky she'll be coming to the shop now to buy some sort of thing. I'll ask her if she has a mind to stop now, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the window and the tall clock on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will be in it for the darling girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day this one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. At night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair, but not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and see her father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. And every day this one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me garra, and tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare. Me joy and me sorrow and me garra, and tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
When a party gets rowdy, the Irish call it a hoolie. Yes, the Chicago Community Trust welcomes you back to the 5th annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie at the Gene Siskel Film Center. It's the only Irish-American film festival in the world, and you're invited. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street. This year's trinity of films are delightful. Misty Button, The Man Who Wanted to Fly, and Comer, A Galway Rhapsody. Funny? Yes. Thrilling? Yes. Terrific entertainment? Yes, indeed. And they're Irish. So come celebrate the pride, swagger, and legendary storytelling of Irish cinema at the 5th annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie. Go to moviehoolie.org for more info. Join me and a bevy of Irish hipsters for the weekend at the Irish-American Movie Hoolie. Paddy's Irish Whiskey is sponsoring the Hoolie, along with the Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, McCann's Irish Oatmeal, and Culture Ireland. Yes, culture was so classy. Yes, go meet each filmmaker each night and sample some of the complimentary Paddy's Irish Whiskey in the lobby. That's right. Complimentary Irish Whiskey every night. Yes! Don't miss the 5th annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie at the Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, the classiest indie theater in America. MovieHoolie.org. See you at the movies, Hoolie.
And we're back here. Hibernian Radio. What a lovely, lovely night out here at Lizzie McNeil's. But, you know, there is a thing. It's, what are they, like midgets? Those little tiny bugs. They're crazy. I don't like when they get in my beer. You know? It annoys me. But we're so glad. And isn't she terrific? Aisling Naflarity. Just a delight. And you can meet her Sunday. Come and see her film. Comer, A Galway Rhapsody. Also, I want to remind everybody, especially since it's kind of early in the program, the Emerald Society dinner dance is tonight. So turn off the radio, get in your car, and get over to Gaelic Park right now, because they have Fast Eddie McAteer playing, as well as the pipes and drums of the Emerald Society. This Saturday night, Gaelic Park. And this is a note from Jeff Lang, who says, looking forward to going back to Hoolie Town. So don't forget that. If you're inclined to go, or if you're a member of the Emerald Society, you should be there anyway. But get in the car and get over to Gaelic Park quickly, because it probably started a while ago. The other thing to tell you is, you know, that's the film for Sunday, Comer. But I'm going to be spending the whole weekend with these terrific Irish filmmakers. Shawnee Shagru, whose film is premiering Friday, its Chicago premiere. His film is Misty Button, and a lot of the cast are coming in from that. They'll be there. All the filmmakers will be there for the whole film festival. On Sunday, you can meet them. And then on Saturday night is The Man Who Wanted to Fly, which is a terrific film by Frank Shouldis, who moved in and lived with these guys for 5.5 years. And he didn't know what was going to happen. They could have croaked while they're doing it. I mean, these guys were in their 80s. You know, you never knew. But I'm not going to tell you how the movie ends, but it is very feel-good film. You will love it. That's Saturday night at 8. And then, of course, on Sunday, 5 o'clock, Comer. Okay. Now, what else do I need to tell you? Don't forget our friend... Tim Maher, you know, he's had some health problems, health issues, and we're having a fundraiser for him on Sunday, October 6th. Is that what it is? Sunday, October 6th at Bourbon Street, 11:30 to 3:30 p.m. He needs some help, so join us in supporting our friend. You watch the Bears play the Raiders live from London. $30 a ticket, all-you-can-eat buffet with unlimited beer and wine. To order your tickets or make a donation, go to www.paypal.me/CatholicFootball. Well, that actually sounds pretty easy. But the big guy is an amazing character, and we want him to get better and hang around for a while. Okay, Billy. You know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window, Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's or any of those great saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal, Jimmy Goff, through the mist. And he says to me, "Hey, Hooley, who died?" Now, this is James P. Kelly, too young. a beloved son of the late Coleman Kelly from Lettermullen, Galway, and the late Mary from Carna, Galway. And he's the loving brother of Tom. Tom, everybody knows Tom Kelly on the Northwest Side. Everybody knew Jimmy Kelly and his sister Mary Ellen and Kathleen, two sisters. But very sad to hear this because I don't know the circumstances of Kelly's death, but he's way too young to go. God rest his lovely soul. Say a prayer for the whole Kelly family. Also, John Joseph Jack Moriarty, 82, passed away just last week. Jack was the gentlest soul we've ever known. He kept a positive, hopeful sense about him until the end. He was quick-witted, generous, and kind man who treasured his family. He was in the U.S. Army National Guard when he was young. Loved playing cards, tennis, handball, and softball with the guys, bowling, golfing, and working on cars, especially his GTO. Spent his entire career at Sears from the age of 18, programming computers, working in early mainframes through to the time of PCs. And in retirement, he drove school buses for disabled children whom he adored. God bless him. Born in Chicago, he was the loving son of Bartholomew and Joanna Moriarty, both natives of County Kerry, the kingdom in Ireland. He from Cordy, and she from, I can't even pronounce that, Aughacarrible. Okay. I should have Ashleen help me with that one. Beloved husband for 49 years of Suzanne, cherished father of his daughters Jackie and Sherry. And I like, he meant the world to us, and we will miss him deeply every day. God rest his lovely soul, Jack Moriarty. Okay. Thanks to our pal, PJOD, and his lovely wife, Mary, for helping us every week with that. We can close up the crypt, Billy. I do have, don't forget, well, I can't because this is airing on Sunday. So the trip to Ireland is sold out. So you missed your chance. I am going again in January, I just found out. So I'll tell you more about that later. Hey, if you're... headed over to the South Side, Western Avenue tonight, or anytime this weekend. Stop in and say hello to our friends Mary and Bernard at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub, 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect South Side Irish bar, and there's always something going on there, and indeed there is. And tell them Hooley sent you. Also, drop in and see our friends Mike Courtney and his lovely wife Dawn at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub, 6462 South Central Avenue, right in the corner there. It's one of the best Irish pubs in the Midway area, and Mike and Dawn will take good care of you, as they took good care of me. If you want to call them, 773-735-1625. They usually have some live music every weekend. Terrific joint. Also, our old pal, Cliff Carlson on the Irish American News, have been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all facets of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call 847-872-0700 or email our pal Cliff at irishamericannews.com. Hey, you know, we taped our show Thursday night over at the Curra, thanks to our friend Paul Leongas and Sean Ginelli from the Good Morning Ireland show. And although it's Tuesday night, I can tell you it went great. I want to thank everybody who came out. Thanks all for coming over to the Curra Pub, 6705 Northwest Highway. And that completes our Chapter 2 episode of our Irish Pub, which is going to air in March of 2020. And the pubs are Mrs. Murphy and Sons Irish Bistro, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub on the South Side on Western Avenue, and finishing up with the Curra Irish Pub, 6705 Northwest Highway. So we got the whole city in, and just in a very eclectic mix of music. We have I posted it on Facebook. There was this kid at Cork and Kerry, just an amazing dancer, Tig Spillane. The kid is incredible. you can't really have him on the radio because who dances on the radio? Although we did have Brian Cunningham dance on the radio, as I recall once, with me and Gino Cooney. Put a wooden board down there and put the microphone by it. Anyway, there are so many great Irish musicians, artists, and dancers here in Chicago. We're blessed. Yes, Galway has a lot of them. And that's why you should all go see that movie Sunday at night at 5 o'clock. Comer, a Galway Rhapsody. And join us afterwards at the Emerald Loop Bar and Grill and say hello to our friend Eamon Vaughn and Vaughn Hospitality Group. And thanks to them for once again being our sponsors. Also, big thanks to Chicago Community Trust for being a sponsor of the movie Hooli. And the Richard H. Driehaus Charitable Lead Trust for being a sponsor. And, of course, McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Can't ever forget them. So we're going to take a little break here, and we're going to come back with some Hooli Town right after these messages from our friends.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
If you're looking for an office in the Loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Carol Ann Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, hi everybody. Great to be back here. God, it's another gorgeous night here at Lizzie's. Next Wednesday night, we've got Kevin Casey on the show. Kevin was 33 years on the Chicago Fire Department, 40 years as a sprinkler fitter. But he had a very interesting career because he was also an actor in Backdraft and did all these movies and stuff. And he's quite a character. I've been talking to him on the phone. He doesn't use email. Nothing like that. So the only way I can get him is like by dialing the wrong number and hoping he answers. But he's a funny guy, and he's going to be on the show next Wednesday. Come on down and join us. Especially you firemen or cops who know Kevin, come on down. We'll have some laughs. That's October 2nd. I'm really looking forward to the movie Hooli this weekend. It's going to be wild. And hope we can see you all out there. Come on down. You will have a great time. Complimentary Irish whiskey. How many times do you get that offered to you? You know? You don't. You just don't. Okay, now we're going to take a little trip to one of my favorite places, my friend Jeff Lang's favorite places, and Bailey the Beagle's favorite places, more importantly. Shout out to his dog. Shout out to your dog, Jeff. You know, it's such a lovely night here. You know, you see all these gorgeous women walking by here. That's not going to be lasting much longer. So get down here before the weather turns at Lazy McNeil's. And thanks to Johnny Wren for being our sponsor as well. Okay, we going to Hooleytown? Let's head to Hooleytown.
Deep in the south side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep, deep.
All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks. Where they only spoke Yaki Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bouncer and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Can I get you two?
This is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The mix what? On his teeth,
oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as... Hooleytown.
Hooleytown.
Welcome to Hooleytown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hooleytown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. We are now officially in Hooleytown. Do you hear that, Bailey the Beagle? I know you're nodding your head to the tunes. Thanks for our old pal Greg Holloman for that great intro to Hooleytown. Now, you know, one of the things we like to do when we get to Hooleytown, obviously we like to get kind of crazy, but I asked my old pal, Billy, would you please give me a hand with this door? Push it. Terminator star Linda Hamilton has been celibate for 15 years at least.
Who cares?
Jessica Simpson jokes about sagging breasts after a troll points out nip slip.
Who cares?
Jane Fonda's having a nervous breakdown over the death of her brother Peter.
Who cares?
Ryan Seacrest ready to marry girlfriend Shayna Taylor after going to therapy.
Who cares?
You know, Katy Perry takes her dog to a spa.
Who cares?
Scarlett Johansson defends Charmed director despite long-running allegations that he sexually abused his adopted daughter in 1992. Woody Allen, she says, I love Woody.
Who cares?
Demi Lovato's drug dealer charged with heroin possession while shoplifting.
Who cares?
Ted Cruz debates Alyssa Ted Cruz debates Alyssa.
Who cares?
Let me try that again. Ted Cruz debates Alyssa Milano and Bette Midler about gun control.
Who cares?
And finally, Judd Apatow says it's time to take to the streets.
Who cares?
Close it up. Push it. Billy, wait. Let me get climb up my back there and reach that latch at the top. Can you get it? Thanks, pal. You know, I can't remember. I might have done this Who Cares before, but you know what? Who cares?
Who cares?
Thank you. Okay. Now, a couple little stories. All in keeping with Hooleytown, a young blonde pilot is just beginning flying lessons and is a two-seater airplane with just the instructor pilot. He takes one look at her and he has a heart attack and dies. The frantic young blonde pilot calls out, Mayday, 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 help me. My instructor pilot had a heart attack and he's dead. I don't know how to fly. I'm just learning to be a pilot. Help me, please help me. She hears a voice over the radio saying, This is air traffic control, and I have you loud and clear. I'll talk you through this and get you back on the ground. I've had a lot of experience with this kind of problem. Now just take a deep breath. Everything's going to be fine. Is the plane flying level? Is the instructor pilot strapped in his seat? Just give me your height and position. She says, I'm 5'4", and I'm in the front seat. After a long pause, he says, Okay. Now repeat after me. Our Father who art in heaven. Thank you. I don't know why I always make fun of blondes. I love blondes. Hey, you know, apropos of nothing, I was on Rick Kogan's show Sunday night, an old friend of ours, and gave us some great review for the movie, Hooli. And the subject, he kind of encapsulated the subject of the movie, Hooli, is all about dreams and dreamers. You know, some people dream that, you know, they'll play in the NFL, and some people dream that maybe they'll marry a movie star, they'll write a novel. And he was telling me this on the air, and I said, wait a minute, let's back up a little bit. I did marry a movie star. Hi, Mary. I give my wife a shout out. And he goes, oh, okay, sure you did. But, hey, when I got home, it paid off, let me tell you, right, Mary? Okay. Speaking of, thank you. Okay. This is an interesting story. It's about four husbands. A local news station was interviewing a 90-year-old lady because she had just gotten married for the fourth time. The interview asked her questions about her life, about what it felt like to be marrying again at 90, and then about her new husband's occupation. He's a funeral director, she answered. That's interesting. He then asked her if she wouldn't mind telling him a little bit about her first three husbands and what they did for a living. She paused for a few minutes, needing time to reflect on all those years. After a short time, a smile came to her lovely face, and she answered proudly, explaining that she had first married a banker when she was in her 20s, then a circus ringmaster when she was in her 40s, and a preacher when in her 60s, and now, in her 90s, a funeral director. The interviewer looked at her quite astonished and asked why she had married four men with such diverse careers. She smiled and explained, I married one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. Close it up. Okay, we're going to take that long walk down the alley in Hooli Town. Hope Greg Holland is not waiting at the end of that alley. But we'll see you all later. Thanks so much, and God bless you all. Yeah.